Coffee Clever at 7-Eleven with freshly ground coffee for just a buck.
Evie Jones doing a great job sitting in while Fifi is on maternity leave.
Don't laugh at me, Byron. Don't laugh at my certificate.
What is that dog-eared thing you've got over there?
Can I just say, a lot of people think that me coming into radio, oh, I've just taken over so many people's jobs and they're working regionally. And oh, why do you get to just swan on
Who's
in?
Who's saying that?
No one.
Yeah,
but
you swanned on in because we wanted you in.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I actually have a certificate in radio, intro to radio. It's right here.
Congratulations. Oh, there we go.
There
what,
it is.
2019.
2006. I got
2006.
What does it say on there?
It says completion certificate from the AFTERS Australian Government. This is to certify that Evie Jones has successfully completed Intro to Radio Melbourne, signed by the course director and the head of radio.
Wow.
From the
Gavin
10th
Buckley.
Of, yeah.
His name was it was a different guy.
10th of April until the 26th of June. I did a 10-week. Intro to radio course, and I'm not sure that there was anything digital in it.
Right.
I think it was back in the day of analog.
Well, Byron would have been working on the Shantuzies back then.
The show was called The Shebang.
So I could pretty much do your job, but I'm so unqualified, even though I have a certificate.
So you wouldn't know you're unqualified.
Do you have a certificate in anything?
Wow.
She's looking at Fev.
Yeah, no.
Do you, Byron?
Oh, look, we'd be here a while. Well, I'm just saying, Bachelor of Commerce Marketing major.
You, really?
Yeah, of course. I
mean, What's all that mean?
Well,
what's that mean, though?
Well, it's a business degree.
Have you used it?
Well, yeah, I use it in everyday life.
Wow.
We deal with clients here, advertisers. Yeah. We're always coming up with...
I do the same thing. I don't need a certificate for
creative
that.
Ideas for our clients. So,
so you don't really need a certificate, do you?
Wow, okay.
I don't think you need, what, to work here?
No, to...
To have
do
life.
A business match of
well,
commerce.
So I went to the Max Rowley Media Academy where I learned radio and television.
I went to NIDA.
Did you? I went to NIDA.
Yeah, me too.
When did you go to NIDA?
I filmed the Monty, Full Monty. I did.
Look, we joke.
I quit.
We do joke around, right? But you'd be surprised. Like, let's be honest. Let's just put it all to one side. You don't actually need some radio course to be good at radio.
This.
You don't. As Fev has proved.
I've proved that.
I spent a lot of money. Yeah,
in 2006, I won an All-Australian and a Coleman medal. There you go.
That's a certificate?
Yeah. Oh, it was a medal.
No,
what's it for?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're going to have to really...
Oh,
no, many wouldn't know
this?
It's for the most goals kicked in the AFL.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, but I literally
that's
don't...
That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Got it twice. I actually have not got a certificate for anything, coming to think of it.
Nothing.
I'm not qualified for anything. I literally am not qualified.
That's a lot
to
process.
You were a professional sportsman.
When I say it, you don't get a certificate.
No.
That's just, like, that was just my job. I did that. I got that. I started playing when I was four.
So you didn't do, like, a course to learn how to do that?
No, I was born with it.
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg has any qualifications.
He went to uni, though. He was at, that's where Facebook.
If he finished. Did he finish?
Oh, yeah, the social network. That's what it's about.
Yeah, he was in uni, but I don't know if he even...
Mark Zuckerberg got the certificate for stealing his best mate's ideas.
That's right, with the
Van
Winkle bloke.
Zuckerberg?
Anyway,
Zuckerberg.
This is an interesting area, though. Whether you're in a job right now that you're technically not qualified for, like if you wanted to argue that Fev should have some radio certificate, then technically he's not qualified to do this job. So 13, 10, 60, maybe you're in a job, or maybe it's a surprising job where you think, well, surely you've got a certification for that. I have a friend whose dad started a construction company without any construction background.
He hasn't got a trade.
I think he ended up having to meet some certain requirements.
So if I need a certificate for this, I have to leave.
Yes.
What, to go and study?
Yes.
No, just leave.
He needs,
imagine if everyone
in this job had to have qualifications.
I wouldn't do it.
We'd have to
leave.
Well, you'd have to leave. Me and Byron would have to stay and we'd keep this ship going.
What a show that'd be.
I wonder
you know
if
they
Fifi
call it Titanic
has...
2.
I wonder if Fifi went to radio school.
She will bore you with all her different certificates when she's next on. 13 10 60. Call us now. If you're doing a job that you're not qualified for, give us a call. We might be surprised that you've actually got no qualifications. 13 10 60.
I don't reckon James Lake's got one either.
101.9. The Fox.
We would like to congratulate Evie Jones. People say, she's just swanned on in here and filled in for Fifi with no qualifications. No, that is not the case.
That is not true. I am qualified. I have a certificate in the intro to radio.
which she got in 2006. It's printed on an A4 piece of paper.
It is.
It looks a little old.
It's signed.
It is very old. It's got a bit of coffee stains at the top. I don't have any qualifications for anything.
No.
Nothing.
I'm a good father. That's a
great father.
You're not qualified though for that, are you?
No, don't get a certificate for that. I've got to work in with kids' cards, so that might qualify.
That's handy.
Oh, that's something.
131060 is the number. We thought, hey, maybe other people are out there like Fev who are technically not qualified to do what they do. Yeah, here we got Chris in Frankston on the line.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Fev. How are you going?
I'm very well. Are you in the same sort of bubble as me? Not qualified for anything?
A little bit. I actually was driving a coffee van for three years, never had any course, never taught how to make coffee. And then my coffee boss sold the van from under me, so now I've just bought my own coffee van. And I'm starting on the road for the first time today, unqualified, making coffee for all my customers.
Fantastic! Wow. That's a barista, an unqualified barista.
And what's your, okay, well, let's pump
Tell
it up.
Tell us what it's called.
It's Le Coffee Chick.
Le Coffee Chick.
That's a good
and
one.
And whereabouts are you going to be situated? Down Franger?
I'm going to be in Frankston, Seaford, Carrum Downs, but available for all events if anyone's interested.
Ah, great plug.
Good on you.
If you had been closer here, you could have driven down and made us a coffee. That would have been
great. Yeah, that would have been good.
Well, you're too far. No, thank you.
You know what, though, Chris? I was thinking when you started saying that story, I used to drive a coffee van. I thought you were going to say, but I never had a license.
It's 20 past seven. Fifi, feathered Byron for breakfast.
Couldn't be that hard to be a barista, could it?
Oh, that's offended a lot of Brits.
No, but like,
have you seen my coffees?
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
This is really important what we're about to discuss.
Yes, we're trying to find Evie a date. A man.
Thank you.
Because she's moved down to Melbourne with her doggies. So we thought we'd put two and two together and go to a little doggy park. And so we're going to go today. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out to a dog park, local dog park.
Right.
I'm going to take one of your dogs and I'm going to be your wingman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to strike up a convo and we're going to join in and then we're going to see if we can make love happen
make
at
love.
A doggy park. And yesterday I got Casey, one of our great producers, to call up a couple of costume shops for Byron because he loves a costume.
What?
And we called 10 costume shops yesterday to try to stitch Byron up to dress up as a tree. Just to stand there, so the dogs can go and wee and on.
How is this? Okay,
but there's not. But they didn't have any. So you're lucky.
Well, that's a relief because I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah, it would have been really fun.
How would this help? So it's because yesterday we opened the phones and people helped you out and said, "Here's some great places to go."
Yes.
For single people in Melbourne, and dog parks came up trumps. Apparently, it's a great. But how would that? That wouldn't help.
Why wouldn't it help?
Well, that's not going to help Evie find a man. Some bloke dresses a tree.
No, but the tree's irrelevant. That was just to make fun of you. But we are going to go to a local dog park because we had a call yesterday about how to find you a date. Some little hot spots around Melbourne. And there was Frankston was a great hot spot. The Deck, they reckon, is a great spot. And we had a call from, what was his name, Rick? Was it Rick?
I think it was Robbie.
Robbie. And I think we sort of tried to set up a date, but he goes to a dog park. And we just thought, because we're really smart.
Right.
Let's us go to a dog park and pick up a girl for Evie.
Yeah, it's really smart.
I mean, a guy. Oh, God.
Well, that would be
That's
something.
What I was dreaming about last night.
Anyway, we'll do it later today and you'll hear the results tomorrow.
101.9 The Fox.
You know, has anyone heard this David Campbell story about his son that thinks he's the reincarnation of Princess Di?
Yeah, I heard something about this.
This is so fascinating. He's four.
As in the guy from the morning show, David Campbell.
David Campbell, you
Jimmy
know,
Barnes
Jimmy Barnes' son. His son, who is
Barnes-y.
A twin, has a twin sister. Billy is his name. He's only four, and he thinks that he saw a card that David's wife was given.
Yep.
She's very British.
Yeah.
So she was given a card with Princess Diana on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pointed to it, said, "That's me when I was a princess," which they didn't think much of. So they decided to do a few tests, like, because he keeps saying how he was a princess. And then the sirens came and then he wasn't around anymore. He says things like that. So they put up
the tunnel, the Paris tunnel.
Exactly. So they put up all these photos.
He's four.
He's four.
So he can't make that stuff up.
No.
Like, he hasn't watched any docos or...
No, he wouldn't know who she is.
No.
She died in 1997, didn't she?
Yeah, correct. Right?
So they did a test. They put up all these pictures of castles like Balmoral and Windsor.
Yep.
And we said, they said to him, "Which one of these was your Balmoral castle?" And he pointed and said, "That one." And he got it right. And
how many castles?
How many
were
castles
there?
Were there? One or two? Or?
Just one. And he also said that when Billy's not sleeping well, when he wasn't sleeping well,
because so far
a baby,
we're going to need something better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, no,
he
no.
He says that the spirits come every night and take him away and bring him back by morning. He says a lot of really weird things.
Okay. Okay, Byron. How would you, as a parent,
right,
deal with this? Would you just let him go and say, okay, you'll grow out of it, or do you think, this could be true?
Well, you'd want to be careful, wouldn't you? Because who are we to say that there aren't past lives? That's the thing. So you wouldn't want to say to your kid, oh, you're crazy, because we don't.
Yeah.
Do we know?
No.
My friend, my very old friend, her younger brother used to, the very first time he saw a TAA, so that's an old airline, doesn't even exist anymore.
Right.
TAA ad on the, he said, oh, I remember when I was a little girl before I died, I used to go on TAA, and he started describing the plane and everything, and he was only about four and he'd never been on a plane before.
Ooh,
and wow. Then he started talking about how he had these two little plaits in his hair. He used to talk about it all the time, and he would always say, when I was a little girl before I died. And then he would go on and tell these really weird stories.
Wow.
He didn't even kind of remember it because he grew out of it.
Okay.
So
see?
Apparently children are very open to that kind of thing.
Could be because they're closer to their past life, Fev. And then the world conditions you to think that's crazy.
And then the cats
skeptical.
Were flying.
So you're not buying into it at this stage?
I'm not one to say because I don't know. We don't know. Like people say, oh, is there other signs of humans in space?
Or life.
Life or whatever. But we don't know. So we don't know. I just don't know. Okay. But I often have, I do often have, coming to think of it, I have deja vu sometimes, a lot. Where I go, oh, that's happened before.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened.
No.
But you think that,
which
is weird.
Past life or just your brain?
I don't know. Someone, a wise man once told me, who I trust very, very well, he said that you come back as yourself and you live life and you try to make up for all your mistakes in that life, and then you get your life perfect, and then you go off. So I'm going to be around for about 1,000 years. I've got a lot of life to live.
Now, our number is 131060. We figured we'd have a conversation about this because everyone's talking about that story. And Leon, the guy that normally does our jingles, is still away on his month-long holiday. What it's meant is filling
is he
in.
Is okay, Leon?
We haven't heard from him for a while.
Yeah.
What it does mean is that someone has filled in as our jingle guy.
Oh, yes.
It's actually one of our thunder pilots, a guy called White Wolf.
Oh, White Wolf.
So I'm a bit worried about this, but here we go. It's
away.
It's our segment.
Do you believe in life after life?
Very good. He's actually quite good, White Wolf. Anyway, do you believe in life after life, as sung there by White Wolf? 131060, do you believe in life after life? For example, our boss Amanda believed she was on the Titanic
when
it sunk.
She said she was very prominent. She was rich.
Yeah.
But she wasn't Rose.
Because she said, no, because Rose wasn't real.
Yes. Well, what?
Well, no, Rose and Jack, that was a made-up story.
What do you mean?
Do you know Angie? Did you not know that?
No, because she lost the big, she chucked the big stone into the, that's what they all search for now.
No, they don't.
Okay. Look, we could get bogged down in the Titanic, the difference between the film and the, look, I don't know either.
The Titanic really sank.
Okay.
But that love story was fictional.
Give us a call right now if you believe in life after life. That's the main driver here. Do you believe in... The calls are going crazy. So people do believe in this stuff, Ev. We'll take some calls after the break.
Evie just wrecked the Titanic for you.
1060.
1019. The Fox.
Do you believe in life after life?
Oh, that was bad. It's a new segment. Do you believe
so
in
good.
Life after life? Well sung there. Whatever his name is from
Xander.
Our
Xander.
Yes, Xander.
The White Ghost.
Wolf.
Yep, White Wolf.
Anyway, why is this segment currently just going crazy on 131060?
Well, David Campbell, Jimmy Barnes' son. His son thinks that he's the reincarnation of Princess Diana. And one thing they did put to the test, they said to him, so name some other family members. And he said, John.
Is John a family member?
Yeah, but John could be anyone's.
Very common name.
I don't have a John in our family.
You don't okay, have a John?
No, fair enough. Who is John?
John is Diana's infant brother who died before she was born.
Oh, wow. That's actually quite...
So that'll be Billy's brother then, because it was another life.
Yes.
So he would know John.
Yes, he would. He might be with him.
Because he thinks he's Diana.
Right.
And that's Diana's brother that passed away. So
yes.
Wow.
But now he's with David Campbell.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah.
Oh, and Lisa
God.
Campbell.
See, this is freaky stuff. Unbelievable. Cassie from Bomb Beach.
Plenty of calls coming through.
Hi, morning, Cassie.
Hi, how you going?
There we go.
Good.
Cassie's there.
Love your show. We all love your show. We listen to it every morning.
In this life or the last life?
This life.
This one.
Good stuff.
Oh, have you
What's
had
your
a,
story? Yeah.
Have you heard of something?
Yeah, so I'm a kinder teacher, and a few years ago, the facility that I worked in had a sort of a long hallway that we used to walk across to go to another area, and there was a lawn bowls complex opposite it. Mm-hmm. And one day a little girl who was about four said that I used to play there and pointed to the lawn bowls.
Whoa.
And we just thought, oh, she probably, you know, she lived with her parents or something like that. So mm-hmm. we sort of asked about it. She said, yeah, I was really good. I won competitions, and she named other people that she played with. And I said, oh, did you do it with your mum and dad as well? And she said, no, my mum and dad were dead.
Whoa.
So we asked her parents that sort of day at the end of the day, and they said, we've never been there before.
I wonder if Byron was playing there.
I'm a young man. Yeah, no, I get your joke.
Now, Cass, that's very freaky, and I don't know how did you deal with that? Did you just let her go and then pass it off to the parents?
Well, we just sort of went with it, and then just all the staff were sort of looking at each other saying, this is just really weird. So.
Being a kindergarten teacher, you would have the best stories. What is the weirdest thing a kid has ever said to you? Because kids can say the best things ever.
Oh, they look at the daily thing. They often like to share things that they've, you know, there's nothing sacred from your home that we don't know. Really.
Oh, they talk about their parents.
Right. Oh, that's scary.
I was a nanny, and I used to find out things about the parents. I never wanted to know. One day I got to work, and the twins that I was looking after, one of them said, Daddy was sitting down to go on the toilet today. I was like, okay.
Far too much information. Great. Thank
you. And used to fall asleep on the toilet.
Okay.
My dad.
Okay. Remember we were talking about past lives?
But we only had one caller, so I was just trying to break it out.
Thanks so much. And we end up talking about your father sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. It's 2 to 8. Oh.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Fev said something on the Carrie and Tommy show, and we replayed it yesterday morning because we couldn't believe he said it. Now, Fief was involved in this little bit of radio as well. We are still kind of double-taking on this. We can't believe Fev said it. We replayed it at this very time on yesterday's show, and here it is if you missed it.
Hey, Boxy, do you think, like, because Carrie's obviously had a little bubs, and I've had a little bubs toes, but you don't realise, I don't think I loved those kids as much as what I love this kid.
You did.
You don't remember it?
Sure,
like,
she can't say that stuff, mate.
You can.
You can't.
You know, I grabbed little Toby and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think I've ever felt this love before. And you think, oh, geez, I've had three other ones as well. Yes, Byron and Evie. I've never felt so guilty because when I left the show yesterday, Alex said, oh, Lenny, our 12-year-old, has penned her a letter. She's written us a letter before she went to school at 7:30. So
hang on.
So this morning?
Yesterday morning. So this is before that came on the radio.
Oh, this is she's written the letter before we even brought up this whole topic?
Yes.
Of which child do you love the most?
Yes. No, she hasn't heard it. This is just unprompted.
Okay. This has got nothing to do with
nothing to do with what we did. She's just woke up in the morning and written a letter to me and Alex. And this is how it goes. I've brought the letter in.
I've taken the liberty of giving some music under this too.
And this is what she wrote to us, our beautiful 12-year-old. Said, Dear Mum and Dad, I love you guys so much, and I'm so lucky to have you. I'm so privileged to live the life I live, and that's all thanks to you, Love Heart. You are both such strong and amazing role models for my sisters and I. You are both so successful, and I can only hope to be half the people you are when I grow up. I hope I have a good job that I love, and I love my kids, and I look 20 when I'm actually 42 and 38.
Good call.
Just like you two. I want you both to know how much I love you and appreciate you. Love, Heart, Lenny. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Wow. I read that and I was like, maybe Lenny's my favourite kid.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Look, here's a nice one. The sweet things that your children do. And Fev, Lenny, what a sweetie.
I'm a little 12-year-old.
12-year-old.
I got home yesterday from work and she'd penned a nice letter to Alex and I, and it was really touching. It was really emotional, and I don't know what she was thinking, but she's put all her feelings down about us on a piece of paper, and it got us thinking, what's the sweetest thing your kids have done for you in Melbourne? And
why did it particularly make you feel bad?
Because I may have said the day before this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to repeat it. Hey, Boxy, do you think, like, because Carrie's obviously had a little bubs, and I've had a little bubs toes, but you don't realise, I don't think I loved those kids as much as what I love this kid.
You did.
You, yeah, mate, you don't remember it?
Sure, like, she can't say that stuff, mate.
You can.
You can't.
Mate, I grabbed little Toby and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think I've ever felt this love before. And then you think, oh, geez, I've had three other ones as well.
Can I just say, Carrie was so mortified by that, but Fifi was just laughing the entire time.
She gets it.
Yes, that was on the Carrie and Tommy show. Fev said that, and it's almost as if Lenny heard that and then guilt-tripped him by writing a beautiful letter.
But she'd already written it beforehand. It was like she was another life.
Jeez. Mm.
Past life.
We've got Kelly from Ferntree Gully. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. What have your kids done for you?
I've got she's 13 at the time, so it was last year. My husband's birthday, I can't remember if he's 53 or 54, but anyway, she got a bottle and she decorated it really nicely. And then she put 53 notes in there with messages to her dad about why she loves him.
Oh.
But stuff like, you know, really beautiful stuff, and then you get like the throwaway things like, well, you know, because you cook me chicken pasta when mum cooks stuff that I don't like to eat.
Throwing in the gags.
You know, there's a little bit of funny stuff in there, but they're all handwritten, and she's put like little, you know, love hearts on and different little designs on each note, and she spent a week doing it, and it was just beautiful. I thought, you don't do that for me, and she's like, yeah, your mum.
Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it? What a beautiful story, though.
Where do they get these ideas from? Just a great present. Beautiful. Oh, that's really thoughtful. You know, they say money and you buy big presents, but something like that you could have forever.
Yes, that's right.
And that means something. Sally from Mount Martha, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. What have your kids done for you?
That was sweet.
My beautiful five-year-old wakes up really nice and early, so she'll switch on the coffee machine for her.
At five?
Yeah, well, she's been doing it since she was four, but then she'll pop into our son, who's two, into his cot and keep him company till we're up.
Oh, wow. That's what Trixie's going to be like with Daisy.
Yeah, she's already like that, I think.
Yeah.
Doing all the cuddles.
It's the best, isn't it?
It is.
That's beautiful. I mean, teach them early, if anything. It's just getting them doing some chores as well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Chores. Coffee machine. Teach me how to do the coffee.
Yeah. When she's six, she'll be a barista. Yeah, she'll have her own van.
Unqualified, but God, she'll be...
Janelle, good morning from Ferntree Gully.
Good morning, guys. Lovely work.
What's the sweetest thing your kids have done?
Sure. My four-year-old, he just turned four, and he would always say, Mum, I love you. I love you for 7 days.
Oh,
what happens after 7 days?
What happens for the rest of the 358 days?
No, nothing.
There we go. So just love you for that's beautiful
that's
stuff.
Sweet.
I can't wait for Tobes to say, I love you, Dad.
Yeah. Oh. You know what she's going to say first? YouTube.
1019, The Fox.
Would you believe we've got another story from this file?
2PC, make way for the fun police.
Fev has found this one, Evie.
Oh, God, Evie. I found a story in the Herald Sun today, and it relates to something dear to my heart, and that's football.
Oh, yes.
It's football. The PC police out at the Eastern Football League have gone nuts. They're going mad. I don't know what's happened. I don't know what they had in their drink. I don't know what they've eaten. But the headline says, football fans banned from cheering. A suburban football competition is trialling a move to prevent... Listen to this, Byron. Parents from cheering and clapping during play.
What?
I don't understand. It's PC gone mad. And I understand what they're doing it for. It's crackdown on bad behaviour at sporting events.
Crackdown on the bad behaviour then.
Cheering?
Cheering's not bad behaviour.
So, you can only cheer when someone kicks a goal. Oh, bravo. But throughout the whole game, you can't say one word.
Come on.
Give my kid a bloody go.
Well, you can't say that.
You can't say anything. You can't even cheer. When someone takes a good mark, you just, it's got to be dead silent. What's going on?
What about everyone's favourite? Ball.
Ball, yeah,
what's
no.
What's ball mean?
Means when you get tackled and they're dropping the ball. Now, when you go to a football game, whether it's local football, AFL football, Super Rules football, Super Rules is over 45s, it's all about the atmosphere, it's the excitement, it's the buzz. When you're out in the ground, you want to hear cheers. If you don't want, if you don't want any cheers, or go play chess.
Yeah, or tennis.
No, well, tennis you can cheer and, oh, they wouldn't
but
be able to do that.
Only at times, only at certain times.
No, but like if there's a big point, people go, oh, wow, yeah. You can't do that. It's going to be dead silent.
Whoa.
These poor kids now, these poor kids, when you can sit behind in your bag, boo, you fall back, you mug. You can say that sort of stuff because the kids need to be taught this sort of stuff because the real world, we live in the real world because we're adults.
Yeah.
You get shut down. That's what happens. You go into a job, you can lose your job, you can do this. These kids have got no backbone now. They're going to grow up and they're going to be told, well, you're not good enough for your job. They're not going to have any backbone.
Yeah.
The real world is, this happens in the real world. Don't go, at a football game, in a junior football game, you got to cheer, you got to support people. Bag them, but that happens. That's life.
Who is doing this?
The Eastern Football League.
Is and that I understand whole, an it's entire about league?
It's a whole league.
It's a trial, isn't it?
Imagine these poor kids running out in the under-16s grand final, and it's a big game. It's first versus second, and the team's coming back in the last quarter, and someone takes a big mark, an intercept mark, and everyone just goes, "That's it."
That's
go away, PNC police.
Yeah.
26 past 8.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Yesterday, Jess and her six-year-old son Ryan from Geelong called up for Disney karaoke. They performed I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King, which of course is out now. Everyone's talking about The Lion King. They were great, but we thought, hang on. It's one thing to have you over the phone. You were that good, this mother-son duo, that we thought we'd bring them live into the studio. We've done a few sound checks. We've got everything right.
Here we have. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Here we go. So this is a live performance right now. We are so excited. I've even got the instrumental.
You ready, Riser? Good luck, brother.
Here we go.
Nice and loud.
Here we go. Good luck, guys. Have fun with this. It's I Just Can't Wait to Be King. This is a live in-studio Disney karaoke performance on The Fox.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my roar.
Oh, this is rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Wow!
So that was so good. Little Riser, your little legend. How was that? That feel good?
Incredible.
Did Mum nail it? Mum's a very good singer, isn't she?
A lot of nodding and fair enough.
He's, so good.
He's doing a great job. Now, of course, Evie, we've got a little something for these guys for coming all the way from Geelong to perform live on The Fox. I mean, that's a big thing. You were fantastic, both of you.
Have you sung before?
Evie? Here we go. Have you? Yeah, are you a singer, Jess? You're good.
I am a singer, but I'm in a little bit of retirement after having the children. But here I am.
There you go.
You're an amazing singer.
Now, so Evie's just given little Ryan a little backpack thanks to Disney and the Lion King. He's just opening it up.
Thank you.
Oh, so welcome.
What a cutie. What's in there? Little Simba?
What have you got?
What is in there? Ooh, oh, there's going to
the
be.
That'll be
I
handy.
Hope it's a real lion cub.
Rah!
What's that, mate? What do you got there?
Popcorn.
Is it a cup?
Ryan, talk, darling.
It's a mug.
I don't know.
Oh. What is it?
We will let him discover it perhaps as we play the song, but there's, what's that, mate?
It's a Lion King cup.
Yes. Oh,
there we go. Well done, guys.
And a DVD, a book.
Congratulations, guys. Great performance.
Thank you so
amazing.
Much.
Of course, The Lion King is out today. Those
would
guys...
have been nice if there was a Simba in there.
Well, we'll work on all of that. Yeah, no,
there's
still more in the bag. Anyway, thanks for coming
this
in, guys.
This is a never-ending bag of Lion King gifts.
Remember the names Jess and Ryan Flowers. I reckon they'll pop up on like AGT or something sometime.
Yeah, I do too.
What a great duo. Anyway, also call us up right now because
see,
we are...
Yeah, Mum wore a lion top. She looks, looks like a cub.
Yes.
She's
a leopard.
Well done. Did you do that deliberately?
No, it was my inner lion coming out.
We'll
put it up on our Instagram as well. That's Fifi Fev Byron. A great performance.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
It's called
cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Feb and Byron want to tell you a story. But are they lying?
Fifi, Feb and Byron's a kaboom.
Cool party.
Who you trying to fool?
You can escape to the magic of the snow at Mount Baller. It's just a few hours away, of course. We go there every year. We're headed there this weekend, guys. But we're giving away this great trip right now. It's you and a mate. It's the accommodation. It's the ski clothing, the gear hire, the two-day ski lift passes. What a great prize.
What a great prize.
Pretty easy to win. I mean, you just got to have a fairly good detector of bull, don't you?
Yeah, it'll be easy for Belinda from Devon Meadows because she's a Steve Bradbury, so she just has to sit there and wait. But we've got Deanna from Cranbourne West. Good morning.
Hey guys.
Hi Deanna.
Have you ever been to the snow before?
Oh, when I was little, very long time ago.
Now all you have to do is I'm telling the story today and you've got to guess whether I'm saying it's a bulla or you've got to say whether I'm telling the truth. And this is my final one because we go to the snow this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, so yeah. You'll be on tomorrow. So this is I've built up for this.
Evie's a good bulla as well, actually. Great bulla.
She's a good bulla artist.
Bulla.
And I've classed myself as very good as well. And
you're excellent.
Oh, you're brilliant.
Belinda from Devon Meadows, you just sit back. You're player two. You don't have to worry about it. Just hope Deanna stuffs up and you get to go to the snow. So,
no worries.
All right, Deanna from Cranbourne West. Often on the show over the last 3 years, I often look at my old mate over there, Byron.
Mate, just mate.
No, I'm not saying old mate as in, I'm not saying old.
Known him a while.
Old, like old mate. You say, hey, old mate. And I often talk about how old he is and the fact that he's 100, he's 90. He was around in 1856 when the settlers come in. And I do often give him a little bit of crap about his age, but he's not that old. Byron is actually 48. So I just wanted to get that out. He's not that old. He's not that. He's 10 years older than me. But do you believe his age is 48, Deanna?
Look, I know he's of the older elk, but I call Bulla.
How do you think he's older?
No, I think he's a little bit younger.
Oh, well, that hasn't worked.
You're right. A little bit. Way younger. Not a little bit younger. Way younger.
It worked out well for you because she thinks you're young.
Well, I wouldn't want her to think I was 48 or older.
Well, you're not far
off. I'm nowhere near it.
Well done, Deanna. Bad luck, Belinda. I thought I might have stumped Deanna there because he does look old, but he's under 48. Congratulations, you're off to the snow.
How old are you, Byron?
Let's not
under 48, Evie.
46.
No, we're near that either. Keep subtracting. Keep going.
What's
way,
wrong with 46?
Way
by
down.
The way,
nothing.
By the way,
by the way. So by look the at way, you and you're 46.
Are you 46?
I'm 46.
You're not 46.
I'm 46.
You're under 40.
I'm 46.
Wow. Geez, you look good.
Thank you. Well, you do look good. Actually, that's a really good segue to what we're going to be doing after the show today.
I was going to say you're about to throw to Aaron Rich, and he doesn't look good.
No, that's not the segue. We're actually going to help. Evie is new to Melbourne. She's moved from Sydney. She loves Melbourne.
Yeah.
And after the show, we're heading to a local dog park where we're going to find her a man.
Yep.
Yeah, we are.
So any man will do.
I'm the wingman. Byron's a wingman.
Byron's going to be a tree.
I'm not dressing as a tree. Anyway, we will be heading to a local dog park, so we'll have some fun with that. You'll hear how that goes on the show. We could find you a local dog owner.
Oh, yes, please.
So that should be great.
I've never been to a dog park before. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
There we go.
Have you never had a dog before?
No, my eldest Mia is allergic to animals.
What about when you're a kid?
Too busy.
Well, dog parks existed back then.
No, they didn't. They didn't. No, dogs roamed.
But there was, of course, Flopsy. Let's have a brief moment of silence for Flopsy.
R.I.P. Flopsy.
Is that a rabbit?
My little chihuahua.
What?
He got murdered.
No.
By two German shepherds.
All right, let's just take... Let's go straight into the...
He got eaten alive.
Free for all. All right, thank you very much.
Be clever at 7-Eleven with freshly ground coffee for just a buck.